Hello and welcome to episode 81 of the Amazing Minecraft Podcast.
Subject to name change.
Yes, we still need to change the name because we're not on Spotify still because they took us down. It's one of the main reasons we haven't uploaded in 4 months. We don't talk about it. We don't talk about that. The important thing is that we are back and alive and kicking, as they say.
They don't say that.
They always say that. Anyway, so we have, you know, despite what some people may think, oh, they're gone. They probably, you know, got mature or something and stopped playing video games like children. No, not a chance. We're playing video games until we die. So we have still been grinding Skyblock like it is nobody's business. We restarted our SMP server that we play with our friends, and we maxed it again. We did
it fairly fast.
Yeah, it took us like a week. We did some things and we did some things. First of all, last episode. Let's check when we uploaded that, shall we? It was a long, long old time ago. I think it was December 13th. Okay, that was So since then I went on vacation, our family went to Minnesota for Christmas, right? We're chilling. And we're like, yeah, hanging with the fam. We haven't seen them in like 2 years, cousins and all that. So we're chilling, and then suddenly I hear a cough, and I'm like, oh, shoot. And anyway, apparently my cousins were a wee bit ill that week, and then I got it. And it was, it was really bad. I tried for a legitimate, 3 days to just be in denial and just, not cough, because then if we cough, we're admitting we're sick, and we're not sick. We're very healthy, actually. But then it gave up, and I started puking everywhere. Point being is that I was at a commission for 2 weeks there with both strep throat and RSV at the same time, so that was really awesome and great and stuff. Loved that right in the middle of my Christmas trip. Loved that. Thing that was awesome. I had to be taken to the emergency room, so there was that. It was chill though. We were fine, not even a doubt about it. So anyway, we get back, and of course, we're on the Skyblock grind. Actually, not at all. But
I was playing Fortnite.
I was playing. What was I playing?
Were you playing Zelda at that time?
No.
You weren't playing Counter Strike, were you? You weren't playing the server.
I played a lot of Counter-Strike, that's for sure.
What were you playing?
I maybe played a little bit of Skyrim as well. Got into that kind of recently.
What
was I playing?
Are you sure you were
a lot of Clash of Clans, that's what it was. Clash of Clans, that's what I was on. I was on the Clash of Clans grind, as we do. I'm now at Town Hall 8, and I stopped playing for a minute. Well, not really stopped, just I don't have enough gold to do anything, and I need to upgrade my hidden Teslas like 3 more times before I max Town Hall 8. So, but besides that, though, we're going to be upgrading to Town Hall 9 pretty quick in here. But anyway, we are back to the sky blocks and the servers. So, my friend Miles, he came over. He was on episode 14 or something. And maybe one other. I can't remember. We're trying to have him back, but we keep forgetting to record an episode every time he comes over. Point being, we were chilling, right? We're like, man, I think I'd be down to play some Minecraft. We haven't played Minecraft in ages. So we were like, yeah, let's play some Minecraft. This was about, early March, maybe late February. And we're like, yeah, I'm down. So we hop on Minecraft, and I'm like, let's play our server thing that we play. We played that for a hot minute. We had this server, and I posted some pictures, I think, last episode, or maybe not. I have no idea if I actually posted those or not. I still have them. Point being is that we were like, yeah, we got to reset the server, though, because we can't be playing on the same one. We're restarting. We're experiencing the beginning of the game. So we then spent an hour trying to figure out Shockbite's awesome server control system, because we are sponsored by them.
Surprisingly.
And legally obligated to say that it is awesome.
Surprisingly, we're still sponsored.
I am very surprised that isn't revoked yet, because we haven't uploaded in 4 months. But somehow, we are still sponsored by Shockbite, and all you gotta do, seriously, We need someone to use our code. It's code amazing.
We should use our own code.
We don't pay for ours because we're sponsored. That is the perk that we get because we're sponsored. We also get, like, a cut of the money or whatever that you guys spend. So, point being, again, use code AMAZING. That's how you spell AMAZING. AMAZING to get 25% off your first month of Minecraft server hosting. So, yeah, you should use that code, and then that would be awesome. Now, they may try and tempt you with other codes that may even offer a slightly larger discount, but that is not the play. It's actually evil. Basically, Satan. So, basically, what you want to do there is not use those codes and use ours, because ours is just, it brings you good luck, and all manner of good things. I hear Papa John's starts giving out free pizza the second you use our code, which is a crazy thing, but I hear it's true. So, anyway. My point is, can't keep saying point B, and it's getting really annoying even to myself. So, use our code, because it would be really awesome, and we would really appreciate it if just one person used our code. Nobody's used it yet. We've been sponsored for over a year. Anyway, so you're like, yeah, I'm down, so We reset the server. We still have our old one just in case, but we didn't need that just in case because we were chilling. We log on, and Gideon's playing Fortnite in the other room. He's trying to hit Unreal, so he's...
I did that, by the way. I'm kind of like a Fortnite goat, so...
Yeah, whatever. And so we're chilling. We're like, okay. We start mining the wood, the trees, getting some wood, all that good stuff. And I'm like, that's it, we're rushing diamonds. So I run down there and instantly hit the biggest water cave I've ever seen. And we're like, okay, this could be chilling. So I'm going down, I got some doors because I'm such a pro gamer that I know that if you place doors in water, you get a little air pocket, hot tip for you. Anyway, we're mining down. I think I found, like, one diamond at this point. So we're like, okay, one diamond's pretty good, but we can go deeper. So we keep going. Well, I keep going. Miles was a coward and stayed at the surface like the coward he is. Anyway, I get down there. The water cave opens up into a non-water cave. And there is just diamonds here, diamonds there. You get a diamond. I ended up with 50 diamonds out of that trip. I did not explore the entire cave, and I did not have any levels of fortune. So, there was a couple diamonds for sure there. So, we're back to the surface, and we're like, we are chilling. So, we go, and then Gideon decides to finally log on, and it's like, hey, sup? Can I have some stuff? I'm like, no. And we run away really fast to, like, 1,000 blocks from spawn.
And then I ran away. I built my own base and found the diamond cave. I got a silk touch pickaxe, made it out of that cave with 3 stacks of diamonds. It was a giant cave that had a bunch of lava on the ground. There were 50 plus diamond veins there. It's great. I'm rich.
Yeah.
I'm better.
So we basically went in opposite directions. We went south. Gideon went dead north. Then my friend Forrest logged. Well,
he's my friend, not his friend.
And yes. And I'll get to that in a moment. So we're chilling. Forrest has joined Gideon's team. It's me and Miles. Gideon.
He wasn't joining, but he didn't join my team.
Well, you guys were planning to.
No, we just did a trade. Whatever. And then Gabriel asked him for help with his base, and he goes, sure, why not? And
no,
Gabriel
that's
goes,
not, no.
So, yes?
No. So it's one Saturday morning. At this point, we have both reached our own strongholds and opened them. We are just that goaded, though. We are in the stronghold already. We've gone to the end. Forrest somehow beat the Ender Dragon without anybody noticing. So that was a non-issue for us. So I hop in my stronghold. He hops in his stronghold. And Gideon's like, oh my gosh, guys, wait. I don't have loot or armor because I died in the Nether like 3 times and fell off the same cliff over and over again. I'm like, sorry, dude, we need this loot. So we go and we get super stacked and Gideon's sitting there in Iron Armor. And we're like, hey, you want a base together, fellow pro gamer? And he's like, yes, sure, fellow.
No, you said, hey, can you help me build my base? And he said, yeah, sure. And you're like, hey, you know, if you join my crew, you know, we could kind of share some loot. And he goes, sure, why not?
Why not? There isn't a why not because we had so much loot. And then we proceeded to build the most extensive, most awesome base ever created.
My base is cooler.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Do I have a base?
No. Do you?
No.
Yeah, he lives in a shack. In the basement. Not near us, but... Point... Oh, yeah, because a wither blew up his entire
base. I live in a ground hole.
Yeah, pretty
much. I live in my tunnels. I have tunnels. They're like gopher tunnels.
Anyway, so, we're chilling. And we built a massive trading hall under the base. So, we now have access to full enchanted diamond armor along with every enchantment ever imaginable. And basically infinite emeralds because we have like five that trade like one iron for one emerald. And then like one melon for one emerald and one pumpkin for one emerald. So, we're pretty doing okay. We got ourselves an iron farm. And that is mainly what was happening in terms of the old server. We haven't been playing on it that much, mainly because we just got so stacked.
I built a raid farm. Cool.
Oh, yeah, we just got so stacked, it was like, okay, there is no point. We got quadruple beacons. It's like, okay.
The thing is, we can beat Minecraft and, like, max it out in a matter of, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's like...
We're like Hermitcraft.
We went from being, like, the noobish noobs of Noblandia to the pro-ish pros of Prolandia. So we're pretty crazy at Minecraft. But now, we're back into Hypixel Skyblock, and we're chilling. We started a stranded profile, which we kind of play intermittently.
And I started a stranded profile. You're just kind of along for the ride.
I am leeching off of his collections. But then we're like, okay, we're chilling. We got these clay minions, right? We're chilling on our island. This is the regular profile, the one we've been playing since the dawn of time. This is since the beginning
of the... It's only been about a year for me.
Well...
Because I got hacked 3 times.
Yeah, I have never gotten hacked, never gotten ratted, because I am just that cool. Now, if we go and look, when was the first episode of this podcast released? I want to see if I was playing Skyblock.
No, you weren't. You were playing Crazy Craft.
I know I was playing Crazy Craft, but I don't know if I was playing Skyblock.
Speaking, you didn't even name the episode, so how would you know?
Huh? Well, I know what time it is. Oh. Let's see. I joined Skyblock like 3 months after this podcast started.
I remember the first thing you got in Skyblock was the Pigman sword, because you saw that Technoblade got it and you thought it was so cool.
And I freaking got it. It took... only, like, 6 months.
Then you realized it was actually kind of bad.
It was kind of trash. But this is before I even knew dungeons existed, so...
Remember when Jake, the one that's, like, kind of the noob of the group now, was, like, the pro of the group?
Yeah, he was like, yeah, bro, imagine using a pigman sword. That's so lame.
He was like, I have undead armor, and I play dungeons.
He's like, I got a dreadlord sword. I'm kind of like the goatest goat of ever.
I can solo entrance floor.
I'm kind of crazy at the game, guys. So anyway, we're chilling. Also, Jake joined our call. I mean, he joined a long time ago. So Gideon got ratted. Jake, I think, just gave up on his profile. Joined my profile, which is
the one. This is what happened for me. So I got scammed. Well, it was a weird kind of scam. I forgot exactly how it worked.
One that anybody could have fallen for.
Actually, it was... someone had, like...
Trust. We're building trust here. All you gotta do is give me $5 million. I'll give you my entire setup.
No. The next time, I got just, like, completely hacked. This guy just came out of literally nowhere.
Me when I get...
And hacks me.
Whacked out of literally nowhere.
The other thing is, and this other time, this guy, he hacked me, but he had the nerve, like, I knew who it was, because I had been talking to him. And he had the nerve to be like, hey, yeah, you just do this. So basically he was like, all I need is the name of your, like, EXE file or something so that I can see your settings for something to make my game work or something like that. So I was like, yeah, this is the name of the file. I didn't realize that someone could hack from that.
Basically, what you do is not that.
And I reset everything, but, like, he was like, yeah, bro, I'll give you, he stole, like, 100 mil worth, 150 mil worth of stuff for me.
If he needs...
And he told me, he's like, bro, I'll give you 200 mil, I just need the name of your file for Feather so that I can get the settings working on there. And he's like, bro, no, I promise I won't scam, that's impossible. I'll give you 200 mil, all you gotta do is give me that file. Just give me that file, bro. And I'm like, nope. And then, so Gabriel logs on one time, and he sees him on our island on my profile. And he goes, do you remember that?
Kinda.
Yeah, I was just walking around, just punching the air, and I'm like, I'm sitting at Gabriel's computer, and Gabriel's like, hey, Gideon, why are you walking around punching the air? And he just looks up, sees me next to him.
Don't really remember that. Anywho.
And then the guy was like, no, I'm Parakeet 215, that's who I am.
I don't know, that vaguely. Anyway, not important, that happened forever ago. We're chilling now. We've recouped our losses, and
I'm rich now.
Oh, yeah. So, basically, we decided that we were going to get good. So, we were like, Void Glooms, that is the way to get good. So, we were chilling, doing our T1 Void Glooms. I mean, we got carried to E-Man 5, pretty much. Well, me and Jake did, just to use Juju, because... And then
I had E-Man 5 on my old profile.
No, he didn't.
That's I did.
It. He did not.
I did.
No.
I did.
Doubtful.
I did.
Anyway, so... We were chilling, and we were like, okay, never doing that again. But I had a set of Final Destination that was like, 10k kills. Okay, when I say, I mean fully recombobulated, fully hot potato booked, fully enchanted.
25k kills.
Well, now it has 25k kills. And I was like, I was doing T2s with relative ease at this point. Had my Mana Flux, my Wand of Atonement, my Flora Zombie Sword. Classic stuff. And I'm like, 25,000 kills, that's crazy. I'm going to try T3. And lo and behold, I did it, because I'm awesome. So now I can do T3 Void Gloom. So there's a cool little thing for you. But it was like, oh boy, this is really difficult. And I can feel my blood pressure rising and my life expectancy shortening with every T3 I do. So we're making this easier. And I look, and I'm like, huh, none of my equipment is really that good. Well, let's see. What's... best equipment is Molten... And the other one, the thing.
Shadow Assassin Cloak?
No, the Rift Necklace.
You want Implosion Belt?
No, that's for Dugans.
Have you heard? Well, I mean, I use it because I'm a mage and I use an Implosion. Yes.
See, you're a mage, which is AKA dumb.
The thing is, the Rift Necklace might not actually be the best.
Gideon, I've seen its stats. It's like...
The Bone Necklace.
It doesn't matter. It's like literally... It literally says best necklace in the game.
Like on it?
Yes.
I don't believe that.
It says,
I don't believe that it's actually the best.
When you click the Rift thing, it's like, what do you get from the Rift? Oh, you get all this cool stuff, Skyblock XP, and the best necklace in the world.
I mean,
the bone necklace
is good, though.
It's not as good, though.
It might be a dungeons. It's good for dungeons.
Well, it doesn't still. Like, Rift necklace is OP. It's like 100 health, 100 intelligence, a ton of stuff. Anyway, and I'm like, huh. My molten thing, I had an Ender Cloak, and I'm like, what is that doing there? And I
see... You need a Shadow Assassin Cloak.
No, I'm not. No, it's not.
Yes!
No. I looked at its stats, and it's straight up worse than molten. So, basically...
I spent 5 mil on that.
Huh?
I spent 5 mil on
that. Yeah, it's called copium.
Uh-uh.
Basically...
It's so worth it.
What you're going to want to do is just 3/4 molten and Rift Necklace. It's worth...
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Listen to me on... It is the smart decision.
No, it's not.
Anyway, so I see that I have an Ender Cloak, so I buy a Shadow Assassin Cloak. Or not a Shadow Assassin Cloak, a Molten Cloak. And I put Strengthened on it, because that's the best Reforge for combat and whatnot.
Wait, do I not have Reforges on my cloaks?
I don't know, it's Strengthened, that's the one you want for me. I don't know about you. But anyway, so I'm like, huh. I did the Rift a while back, this was September of last year. And what I mean by that is I got, like, 3 out of the 8 Time Charms. I got, like, a little bit of the way through, like, Dreadfarm. And that's about it. So, it was like, You know, the way the Rift works is you start out in the Wild Woods. You go to the Black Lagoon. You go to Dreadfarm. You go to the West Village. You go to the Village Plaza. You go to the Living Cave. And then you go to the Still Gore Chateau.
Nope, Colosseum.
Oh, right. Then Colosseum, then Still Gore Chateau. Basically, in the Wild Woods, you chill about... helping the Argo phase. You get your full set of wild armor, which is the first set. Get your wild sword, and you, that's about it.
You kill bugs!
Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty chill there in the wild woods, but then, once you hit the Black Lagoon, this is where things start...
You kill hedgehogs!
This is where things start to get interesting. There's some hedgehogs. You stab them. Get the lil pads from the leeches. You bridge over to the boat place.
God.
And then he says things, and then you go back, and you fight the Leech Supreme boss. And then that's that, and then you get the Leech Time Charm, or whatever it's called. Supreme Time Charm, that's what it is. And you're like, great. And the basically the premise of the Rift is leaving the Rift. So, so the goal is to get all 8 Time Charms and escape. And the guy's like, yeah, well, it's on the top of the mountaintop. That's how you escape. It's like, well, it may seem...
You can't go to the top of the mountaintop now, can you?
And it's like, yeah, well, it may seem really close in 3 dimensions. It's actually far away in 5 dimensions. What are that supposed to mean, even though the 5th dimension doesn't exist, except...
When does that even come out, though, the mountaintop?
Never. Thing? Point being is that you need all these time charms. That's how you escape the Rift. That's the thing.
But so, it literally kicks you out after a certain amount of time. It makes you buy to get back in.
No, that's the Rift instability. That's not the same thing as fixing the Rift or whatever. I think you're fixing it. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. But anyway, you go to Dread Farm, which is this farm area. Also, the Rift looks like Skyblock, but purple and backwards and upside down and in the void and half in water. So it's very confused. It's everything. If Skyblock was on drugs and LSD and magic mushrooms all at the same time and purple. And that's how the Rift came to be. So anyway, you go to Dread Farm. You get the chicken and egg time charm by killing the not chickens to get their metaphorical eggs, which makes zero sense. But anyway, you get them. You get the chicken and egg time charm. And then you go to the Mirrorverse, where everything is mirror.
And it's stupid and I hate it.
It is awesome if you have solvers, which makes it really easy.
I did the entire thing without solvers.
It's like those ones, like those parkour courses that, like, you look through the window and you can see where you're supposed to jump. It's that the entire way through, pretty much, except there's some other...
There are some
shenanigans going on in the Mirrorverse, but you get, like, 3 different talismans from it, so it's kind of worth it. Anyway, you get the Mirrorverse Time Charm, or the... It's backwards. And then you go to the West Village, and you do absolutely nothing there. I mean, that's where the mirror
You get to eat hot dogs. I mean, give a guy to eat hot dogs. There's also a cake house. It's full of cake.
Yeah. Then you go to the Village Plaza, where you get the Skyblock Citizen Time Charm for helping Barry become the mayor of Skyblock in the Rift, because that's the only place he's ever getting elected. Anyway, then you go to the Living Cave, where you mine this living metal, which is like mining, if it was annoying and dumb and stupid.
Mining already is annoying, dumb, and stupid.
Yeah, but now the block moves around, and you have to hit it like 40 times just to get 20 of the metal. Then you craft it into cap spawns, chest spawns, boot spawns, and leg spawns, and you kill them, and it gives your armor the properties of having living metal. At this point, also, you've leveled up your chest plate to be... It's iron chest plate backwards.
And also, no, in the plaza, you can get the orange chest plate, and you can also have, and from the plaza, you also get the disfigured face. You
also, can have in the Rift, in
Gunther's
the Rift,
sneakers, and
that's it.
Chicken legs.
Oh yeah, and in the Rift, you don't just buy new sets. There's no trading in the Rift. There's no auction in the Rift, kind of. And everything upgrades from everything else.
So the Rift is basically an Iron Man profile.
Yeah, pretty much, and yeah, my brain. So then you go to the Living Cave. You get the Living Metal. You get the Living Time Charm, which you make with Living Metal. And then you're chilling. You go to the Colosseum, and you fight Dante, but bacteria. So it's Bac-tay, which doesn't make any sense. But he's there, and it's kind of a fun boss fight, except...
He's a big, fat slime who has lots of legs.
Yeah, it's Bac-tay. Or it's Dante, but Bac-tay. Anyway, fight him. You get the Globulet Time Charm, because he's a glob of slime that's... Hilarious, funny admin joke there that they did. But then you get access to the Stillgore Chateau, which is where you can do Vampire Slayer. And you can kill the Rift Stalker Blood Fiend. Woo! Vampire Slayer! Wee! It's so awesome, kind of. I don't know, it's kind of fun. Anyway, so we chilled. We got all the way to Vampire Slayer. We're working on that now. I am Vampire Slayer 3. Gideon's also Vampire Slayer 3. It only goes up to 5 for whatever reason, but there's also a Tier 5 Vampire Slayer. So yeah. But now, for all of you who listened to that entire rambling, we now have an overpowered, ultra-awesome money-making method that we're going to share with you.
No.
No, we are going to share it because we have loyal listeners.
But then then that's going to make our... Then everyone's going to come want to listen to that money-making method that'll get us crap tons of views, but spoil our riches!
No, we'll be fine.
We should tell people in, like, 3 episodes once we've used the money-making method to get rich!
No, we have about 3 listeners. We are...
That's fine. Not true. This could ruin our money-making method.
Okay, so here's...
Don't, I'm not going to let you do it. I am not going to let you say it.
Get in camera. Gideon, nobody's going to even use it because they won't believe it anyway.
No.
Yes.
They'll probably check on it.
Anyway, so
no.
Gideon, please. Grow up. So here's
only one. If you subscribe, we'll tell you.
Yes, if you subscribe. We'll give you 5 seconds to follow the podcast, leave a review, and use our Shockbite code. And now, once you've done that, here is the money-making method. Requires 0 coins to set up. And you may think,
oh... Besides the fact that you need to spend a few hours in the rift.
You do need to get through a little bit of the rift, but you just need to get to the living cave. So, now, you may be thinking, this sounds like a pretty good money-making method. Maybe it's...
They haven't even heard what it is yet and how much it makes yet.
Well, yeah, but I've hyped it up a lot. It's like, oh, this must make, like, at least $1 million an hour. I'm like, wow. No, it makes more than that. What do you say, $2 million an hour? That's crazy. $2 million an hour? No, it's more than that. $10 million an hour? No, it's even more than that. That is sounding...
By the way, this money-making method makes more if you have 2 people in a co-op.
Yes.
If you don't have 2 people in a co-op, you have to have a friend to do it with to make it a lot faster.
Yes.
And you will make half of the profits because you have to split the money with the other person. We'll explain more in a minute.
We will explain. You just need a guy who's willing to make a lot of money. Anyway, you may be thinking, 20 million an hour must be. No, it makes more than that. 30 million an hour.
Subject to how fast you are.
If you're slow and if you're a solo. If you're playing with someone in your co-op and you're pooling the money, 60 million coins per hour.
But also, you have to be kind of fast and you have to get a bit lucky. Because so there's these things.
You don't need to be lucky. Now, this requires a couple basic understandings. One, there are these things in the living cave called living metal snakes. They are these stained glass things with a lapis lazuli head. They run around and they're like, they run around the thing and you... There's a side
effect. Basically, you can craft this thingy, which allows you to charm the snakes and make them stop. Then, basically, another person has a pickaxe, preferably the person you're working with, and they will mine the snake. And you have to mine it from the back all the way up. Once you finish mining the snake, the person that charmed the snake gets 1 living metal, and the person that broke the snake...
Living metal heart.
And the person that broke the snake gets 1.
Now, so that's
if you're working together, okay, that's 2. But if you're solo and you have someone else to do it, that's only 1.
So let's do some fast math here. So 2 living metal hearts. Now you're like, living metal hearts. That sounds lame and stupid and not money-making method. However, living metal hearts can be used to create Bluetooth rings. How do you create a Bluetooth ring?
You need 32 living metal hearts.
Yes, it's just 4. 4, 4, 4, 4 in like a chest pad.
So you need to kill 16 snakes with your co-op member, assuming you're doing it like that. You can also just mine them on your own, but that will take a lot longer. It'll make a lot less.
Yes.
So, and you can make those Bluetooth rings for once you kill 16 snakes with your co-op member.
Now, on average, this is with some amount of IQ points. You can take down about a snake every 20 to 30 seconds. So, doing the math, you realize that you make about 15 Bluetooth rings an hour if you're working with someone.
Is it really 15?
Yes.
Wait, because 1 takes 32, and 32, that's 16 snakes. And how many can you do per minute? That's about 3 per minute. That's 4. So every about 5 minutes, you will get 1 Bluetooth ring.
Yeah, about.
And which... That equates to 12.
No.
Yes. Because there's 60 minutes in an hour. You get 12 Bluetooth rings per hour. Each Bluetooth ring sells for 4 mil. That's 48 million if you're working with someone. That's 48 million.
However, per hour. If you're faster, you can go a little faster. If you're slower, it'll go a little slower. But around 50 mil an hour is a safe bet.
If you're working with someone in your co-op, you can make 50 mil an hour. If you're working with just a friend and you split the money, you can make like 20 mil. But anyway, it's a great starting money-making method as well, because you can
rivals that of, like, endgame mining, and nobody knows about it, apparently, because...
And, because we invented it, basically.
Yes, we're very smart.
So, basically, awesome. You could go in there at level 10, and just find your friend that's, like, level 20, you could do it together, and you could easily, now you have enough money, 2 hours, to get a good set of armor.
Yes.
And it's, like, because some money-making methods, you can do solo, like, mining, and get, like, 60 million an hour, but you need a billion coins and stuff. And you need a lot of skill and a lot of time. This.
Yes.
It's easy.
So now we started saving for a Hyperion. We're already 70 million of the way there. So we're working on it. Also, that's about pretty much it. So that's pretty much all we've been really working on in the world of Minecraft. We are also trying to,
We're gonna do one episode a week.
Hopefully. This is what we said every single time. And nobody leaves us anymore. But, however... We are serious this time, because we're actually playing some Hypixel Skyblock now, so thank you for listening to our little bit of a ramble session and the little cool money-making method that we've disclosed, and we hope it doesn't ruin everything for us now. So yeah, thank you for listening. Bye.